We'd be waving from the train window while we're, as the train is moving away and everybody's waving at their parents and so on. Those were times that were difficult. I mean, a 7-year-old boy or girl, that's early, quite early to be leaving your mom and dad for, well, the way it looked like was for good.
Sago, Skinagoga, welcome to the Storyteller. From the deserts of the southwest to the frozen tundra of the north, and all across this great land there are stories, true stories of First Nations people whose lives have been changed forever, who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Join us now as we listen to The Storyteller.
My name is Bill Jackson. I'm from the Whitefish Lake Band, number 128 in Alberta. I am a Cree, and I'm getting older now. And I am very, very thankful to God for saving me. Now, when people hear the word saved or my life has been changed, they many times give credit to the person to say, oh, he changed his life. He turned his life around. In my case, and I think if it's true conversion for others, we didn't do it. The Lord Jesus Christ did it. And that's what I want to tell you about. And I know mentioning Jesus Christ in this way, sometimes to say, I'm saved, I believe in Jesus Christ, it somehow turns people off. If I use the name of Jesus Christ as a swear word to many, oh, that's nothing wrong with that. But if I use it in the right way, sometimes it makes that difference. I don't want to hear this guy. Well, I hope you will hear me out. Even if you don't believe that this can happen, I think it would be fair for you, for me, for you to listen to what is being said. And after all it's been said, that's up to you, of course, what you do. So I want to begin to tell you that I told you already what tribe I'm from, a Cree in northern Alberta. If you don't know where Goodfish Lake or Whitefish Lake is, Edmonton being central Alberta, and it's to the northeast of there, about 130 miles. I lived on the reserve. That's where I found myself. That's where I begin to wake up as a person, growing up as a child. Mom and dad, and come from a big family of 10. But some of the family, by the time I realized what was going on, they were off to school near Edmonton, to a residential school. Later on, when I became or sometime around there, just before I was 7, in November, that's when I was born, I was taken to the residential school, went by train. That was a new experience, and my parents took me to the school. I remember as they drove away, I looked out from the classroom window and felt that I'm abandoned here and this is life for me now, not desirable. There were other times that when we went back to school, we'd be waving from the train window while we're, as the train is moving away and everybody's waving at their parents and so on. Those were times that were difficult. I mean, a 7-year-old boy or girl, that's early, quite early to be leaving your mom and dad for, well, the way it looked like was for good. Well, 10 months, that's a long time. Anyway, there's the school. There's a lot of the kids there, some that I knew that were from our reserve, and not very many, but There were some that I knew. Some were quite a bit older. I didn't know them. But here we are in a residence of the school that I attended. We didn't have to go by school bus anymore at all. You just go upstairs to the second landing or second story, and there's the classrooms. And I remember some of those days in the classrooms and so on. Well, life on the reserve, well, I remember a lot of it. My mom taught me what she knew from God's Word and told us stories that I remember. And after I became a Christian, I read those same things in the Bible. My mom didn't read. She couldn't read. She didn't go to school. But she told us what she had heard from her mother. And she remembered these and then told it to us in the evenings many times. And I thank the Lord for some basis on which I believed in God and believed in His Word. Up to that time, of course, I did not know that personal or myself believing in Jesus to be my own Savior, forgiving me of my sins. I did not know that. However, sometime after I left school, residential school, at 15, I was not allowed to go back by the authorities at the school. I guess I made problems for them instead of them making problems for me. It was not a good scene. I left the school then. I didn't go back, I should say. After grade 8, going on into grade 9, I did pass my grades. And anyway, those days were, we weren't taught the Word of God, I'm sorry to say, during that time. There were people, some teachers who read Scripture sometime, and also chapel periods on Sunday. The Scriptures were read, but explanation of how we can come to know the Lord Jesus Christ in a personal way and have the joy of salvation, that very important issue, I was not taught, not to me anyway. So after this, my teenage years, after I was no longer in school, I didn't read much, not like I do now, but during those days, I believe the only thing I read was comics. We used to have buy a comic when you got some place where it was sold, or get it somewhere, somebody lends them to you, but that's all I read. Pictures, and there's comics. And, well, this is, about all the reading I did. I could remember once, maybe twice, I thumbed through the Bible, just see what it is and so on. I read that the Ten Commandments, that we were to memorize them. They was in school, and some things in the New Testament, I think it was Beatitudes. So I try to find these in the Bible, and that's about all. That's all the reading that I had as far as the Scriptures. Then, during those days, I begin to hear the gospel by radio. That is, people that I listened to seemed to have it. That is, they talked about knowing Jesus Christ in a personal, sin-forgiving way. That is, they not only know there was a God, but they had experienced forgiveness of sins. And they even said that they were saved. And they even said they knew this for sure. My, that's, to me, was interesting. And I, up to that time, I didn't think you could say such words. And that stuck with me, because these people that I listened to on the radio preached the Word. They told what God's plan was, what God did to save sinners. And So I couldn't say that I was really interested and started to get on with this. No, some things bothered me. If this was true, what they were saying, then I wasn't in the right position to meet God. It bothered me. They talk about Christ coming, and that bothered me. And this age coming to an end, or the world coming to an end, I had all kinds of visions about how things will be like, and be on the other side, not knowing, you know, that my sins were forgiven at all, and so on. And I would sometimes pray some. I couldn't say I really prayed to be saved, but just to be, you know, sort of lucky or have a chance that God would pay attention to me and that I would not go to hell. Anyway, all this during the time I've been listening to the Word. Then I'd listen again, not every Sunday. I wish I could say all these, oh yeah, I just started listening and I got very interested and I got saved. Didn't work that way. Not for me. Maybe it does for others, but it didn't for me. And, but I know from where I am now what God was doing. God was speaking to me. But he was not pushing me, not at this time anyway, but he's letting me know that he is interested in me. He's interested that he's really concerned that I would get to know him and get saved, have my sins forgiven. And during those years, until I was, getting on into, the fall of, when I was 17 years old, I see in November, I'm going to be 18. After I've been listening to gospel broadcasts, there was a young guy that came to talk to me out in one of the communities where I was working. We were walking on a road together, heading the same direction, about a couple of miles to the place we were going, and getting on to be nighttime. And he asked me, have you ever accepted Jesus Christ into your life, into your heart? This question was, I wouldn't say perplexing, but it was not something I really understood. I kind of knew what it might be. And I said, well, I think I did. I think I have. When did you do this? When did you accept Christ? Well, I know I didn't. So he talked to me about it, and quite a while we were talking about this, and it became something that I want to do. Here's what the others were talking about. Since man had fallen into sin, and I'm a person belonging to that race, and so are you, we're lost. I was lost. And recognizing from Scripture, the book that tells us what happened back there, that Jesus Christ died on the cross, making it possible by his shed blood to be able to satisfy God, that God will not judge a sinner who comes to him because of the sacrifice he made by dying for us. Now this fellow is telling me you could accept Christ and know forgiveness of sins and be saved. Well, the first two parts anyway, I would say yeah, but to be saved and to know it, well, that may come in time or sometime I might fully understand and I'll know, well, maybe. And then, make a long story short, that year, that fall, or that time when this guy was talking to me, I did pray. When I got home that evening, all this was going through my mind and also doubting at the same time that such a thing could be, that I would have forgiveness of sins. Somehow I felt, yeah, maybe not. But then that evening, sitting alone in a place where I was staying, Oh, in the dark, I was sitting there thinking about these things before I went to bed. It would be good to know, really know. But, you know, this what this guy was telling me may be right, but I don't think I have it. Anyway, I got down on my knees, and I poured out my soul to God. That's an expression that will say, I really talked to God. I really talked to Him about this matter. I wanted to have forgiveness of sins for sure. I wanted to go to heaven for sure. I want to be saved. I don't want to go to hell. I want to be with God when I die. And I believed I talked to God in my own language. And somehow, when I got up from my knees, the first thing I thought of, yeah, I really talked to God about this matter. And that guy said, reading from God's word, he said that if you do this, if you receive Jesus Christ, if you open your heart to Jesus Christ, I don't know what all I said. I did what this guy told me, and I did it in a sincere manner. I believe that that night, I found out later, that night, God had my name written down in the book of life in heaven. I believe that because I started to fully trust in the Lord Jesus Christ that night. Later on, in reading scripture and memorizing scripture and getting to know the Word of God, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 was brought out to me many times. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Now, a lot of these things I didn't understand, of course, especially the second part, that not of yourselves. Well, if it's not of myself, well, do I really have it? Do I really have this? And somebody instructed me, yes, this is saying you didn't do it by yourself to save yourself. You didn't forgive your sins for yourself. God did it for you through Jesus Christ. That's what it means. By grace, that is, you weren't worthy that to be saved, but God did it for you through faith, that is, you believed in Him. This is not of your own doing. It is what God did for you, and He didn't charge you for it. It is the gift of God. Well, well, well. Thank God I begin to understand that forgiveness of my sin was not because I earned it, deserved it, or in any way was called up and you did some wonderful thing, therefore your sins are forgiven. No. It was my sin that was weighing me down. I began to live a very worldly life by that time, and I could not have any time for God up to that time, and a lot of things happened in my life before this for which I am ashamed of, for regret, and so on, that I failed in many, many places. And I thank God that He forgave me. I thank God that He started a new life, a new beginning in me. I did not understand everything about my being a Christian, becoming a Christian at that stage of life. But I was beginning to read the Word of God. I begin to find as I read the Word of God things I never heard about. Things that Jesus said or did and so on. And the testimony of the apostles and other books in the New Testament I begin to read. And my reading started. Now, did I read comics yet after this? Oh, if there was some comics around, I probably would. But the Word of God began to be the Word that was the book that I was really, really interested in. To the place where people begin to talk, not only my mom and dad, mom especially, said, son, you're reading the Bible too much. She didn't say I shouldn't read it. She did say, it could get you to too much reading that you will, well, sort of crazy in the mind. They didn't use the word crazy, but I guess in Cree it would be similar to that. You'll not be thinking right. Read it some, but not as much as you're reading. I see you reading it all the time. Well, I don't remember what all I said to Mama. I didn't say very much, usually, to them. But I read. And I was working in a sawmill about that time, and my sister had given me a New Testament. And during that time, whatever time I had the chance to read, I read. And I read through the New Testament. The Old Testament came later, but the New Testament I read through. And I want to read again. My, there's a lot of things. Just a totally new beginning. Totally new life. And new interests. New, new desires. Up to that time, when I was working there, my brother and I would work on the reserve and go and get a job somewhere for a time and back on the reserve again and so on. During that time, I had this freedom that I now can decide whatever I wanted to do. That's before I accepted Christ. Well, even after for a time, but there is this freedom. I can do this, I can do that, I can do, well, just about anything. But there was plans, big plans we made, what I made, what I'm going to do. And, some of those plans, I guess, became reality. But the main ones that I had for myself, those didn't come. And I'm glad that God gave me a new life, a new start, new desire, new outlook in life, and a reality in life that makes all the difference in the world. And I can say because of that, I'm one of the few native young people that never thought about suicide. I've got something to live for and something to die for, to look forward to after I die. I've never used the word I'm bored. Since I started reading God's Word, there's been tough times, I know, but never to the place where I say, I'm just bored, I'm just bored with life. No, there was lots ahead of me. And I thank the Lord that He has changed my life. Way back then in early years, and I'll never come to the place where I'm sorry that I trusted in Jesus Christ. I'll never regret that I made that decision. I want to recommend that to you. Recommend the person, not a religion, but the person, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who can do the same for you as He did for me. But you have to open your heart, your life, to Him. And in coming to reside or live in within your soul, He can begin to do the work for you. And I thank God today with no regrets. I wish I had made the decision earlier. Maybe I didn't have any chance earlier. I can't remember. But I thank the Lord that I did accept Christ. And I hope you who are listening to this, that you too will accept Christ and have a new beginning.
What about you, my friend? Have you accepted Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure that your sins are forgiven and that you have peace with God? It's possible. Listen to Jesus' words. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believes on Him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
If you have any questions or comments about what you've heard, we'd enjoy hearing from you. Our mailing address is The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. Or you can phone us toll-free at 877-766-4648. You can also visit us on the internet at withoutreservation.com. Thanks for listening.